I want to remind you about a story from the book of Genesis of Joseph. You remember the story. Joseph was one of 12 brothers. He was beloved by his fathers. And 10 of his brothers became jealous. If you've been in a family, you know jealousy. If you're on the planet, you know jealousy. And the brothers conspired to kill him. This is a family. But then they changed their mind and only decided to sell him as a slave to Egypt. And they do this. And young Joseph ends up as a slave in Egypt. You can read the rest of his story in chapters 43, 44, 45 of Genesis. And what happens? He ends up in jail. He doesn't know the language. He's alone in a foreign land. But with God's help, he begins to divine dreams. And he gets up next to Pharaoh. He makes it. And there is a famine in the land. And his brothers, the one who betrayed him, the one who sold him into slavery, the one who wanted to kill him, end up in front of him. They don't recognize him. He's changed. This hasn't been an action that cost him a few days. This cost him years of his life. And this is where God's grace shows us how Christians should act when we are wounded by people. He looks at his brothers and says, "Do not be afraid. God has sent me here to save life. It was not you. So do not be upset at yourselves." And of course, they were upset and they were afraid. But this act of forgiveness and this ability to see in pain and betrayal a new way, a positive action, something that can be creative, is how we should approach those times when we are injured and when we are wounded. Because the truth in life is, no one gets out without being wounded, and wounds and scars last forever. When Jesus got up from the grave, what did he tell Thomas? "Put your hands in my wounds and see that it is I." On the Plaschnitsche we have hanging, the wounds inflicted upon Jesus by the people that he loved, by the people for whom he gave his life, are visible. For the Christian, this truth that scars and wounds will last you the rest of your life is not a depressing thought. People who don't want to admit that reality will look to revenge, will look to anger, will look to bitterness, will refuse to forgive because they can't accept the fact that someone wanted to hurt them and they did. We are vulnerable people and we are able to be hurt and we do feel pain. And what we do with that pain and how we teach our children to deal with their wounds and their scars determines if we are Christian and if we want to be people who can say, "It was not your anger, it was not your jealousy, but God has transformed the evil that you have done to me to something good that can bring life." We don't like pain. But it is more masochistic to be angry, to be jealous, and to be vengeful, and to produce more evil in this world, and cause more wounds and scars than it is to be forgiving and to say, there will be no more evil from me. There will be no more hatred for me. I will not be the cause of more pain in this world, because isn't it a horrible reflection upon me if I say I enjoy someone else's pain? Because somehow that makes my life better? The very people with whom we walk this journey and who are supposed to help us should not be wounded by us, even if we are wounded by them. This is the Christian approach to life that says, my wounds will be transformed as reminders of how Christ's love and his forgiveness can bring healing. Because the wounds will last, but the pain will go. So in your life, as you think of the times you have been hurt, pray to God. Not that he will make you forget them, but that he will help you transform them. That they will become for you reminders of what love and forgiveness can do. Because just as much as you need forgiveness, forgiveness is healing. Now, we don't need forgiveness from one another, but we need to forgive one another. In other words, whether you accept the fact that I am sincere in forgiving you is not important. What is important is that I am sincere when I say I forgive you. This is a deep way of looking at reality. But pray God that he will give you the courage and the strength. In this way, every broken relationship, every sad and horrible word said to us, every promise broken that causes a wound has the ability to rise in our life as an opportunity to give life. It was not you that hurt me, but perhaps God granted me the opportunity to show you and to be for the rest of people a true Christian who says, I am not here to propagate evil. I take no joy in evil. And the wounds that I bear in my life say, I forgive and I live. I have no time for hatred or revenge. I'm too busy giving life to take it. Слава Ісусу Христу!